KJAN Sports. Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. 1A and 2A dual regional team wrestling meets are set for tonight. The regional duels at 6 o'clock tonight with the Class 3A scheduled for tomorrow night. The top eight teams in each class qualify for the state dual team tournament, which will be Wednesday, February 17th in Des Moines. For Class 2A and 1A, the regional dual team sites were determined using the final Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association's dual team rankings, with eight of the top 16 ranked schools hosting, and then the sectional champs and next eight highest ranked teams, the regional dual team qualifiers, and the top ranked team at each site getting a bye in the first round. In Class 2A tonight at Creston, it's Bondurant Farrar facing Clarinda in the first round, with Creston awaiting the winner in the final. At Winterset tonight, Clarion Goldfield Dows wrestling Greene County, with Winterset awaiting the winner in the final. In Class 1A tonight at Logan Magnolia awaits the winner in the final as Bedford Lennox and Pleasantville will battle in the first round. And at West Sioux and Haywarden, it'll be Missouri Valley battling Western Christian, with the winner wrestling West Sioux for the title. In high school girls basketball play last night, quite a few games on a Monday night. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, Haley Rasmussen had another big night with 23 points, leading Atlantic to a 72-16 win over Shenandoah. Creston beating Clarinda 79-18. It was Red Oak over Southwest Valley 66-52. Sargent Bluff Luton beating Denison 43-36. In Western Iowa conference girls play, AHSTW beating Trainer 57-50. IKM Manning over Maple Valley 71-30. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 60-34. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over Booyer Valley 73-42, Cam over Peyton Sherdan 52-44, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine 41-27. In the Corner Conference, Sydney 50-26 over Griswold. It was Stanton over East Mills 49-27, Essex beating Heartland Christian 79-22. Also in the area, ACGC in overtime over Pleasantville 52-49, and it was West Monona over Missouri Valley 59-6. Also in the boys Hawkeye 10 conference basketball last night, Creston over Clarinda 54-47, Glenwood beating Thomas Jefferson 75-47, Red Oak beat Southwest Valley 70-37, Sergeant Bluff Luton over Denison 62-55. In Rolling Valley conference play, Cam over Peyton Sherdan 63-42, Exira EHK edging Booyer Valley 55-54, Woodbine beat Coon Rapids Bayard 67-47. In the Corner Conference, Sydney beating Griswold 67-39, East Mills 60-57 winners over Stanton, Heartland Christian beating Essex 66-29. Also around the region, ACGC topping Pleasantville 54-53, IKM Manning over Maple Valley 63-49, Missouri Valley beat West Monona 66-56, Panorama over Ogden 59-45. Associated Press boys high school basketball poll for this week has Cedar Falls on top in Class 4A, Waukee and West Des Moines Valley the top three, Abraham Lincoln in at number five this week. In Class 3A, Ballard, Monticello, and Dallas Center Grimes are the top three. Carroll is number five, Glenwood at number seven this week. In the 2A poll, Boyden Hall, OABCIG, and Western Christian are the top three rated teams. AHSTW is at number six this week. Trainer in at number nine in this poll. In Class 1A, North Lynn, Lake Mills, and Martinsdale St. Mary's, the top three rated teams. Tri-Center is at number nine in the weekly poll. Well, the AP Men's College Basketball poll this week has Gonzaga still solidly on top at 18-0, 55 of the first place votes going to the Bulldogs. Baylor is at number 2, they're 17-0, they got the rest of the first place votes. Michigan is 3, Ohio State 4, Villanova at number 5. Illinois is 6, Texas Tech 7, Houston, Virginia, and Missouri round out the top 10. Also, Oklahoma is 12, Texas 13, West Virginia 14, Iowa is in at number 15 this week. Creighton is 19th, Wisconsin 21st, Oklahoma State, Purdue, and Rutgers are the final three in the top 25 this week. Kyle Young and Dwayne Washington Jr. each scored 18 points as number 4 Ohio State used a relentless defensive effort to wear down Maryland in a 73-65 win. Also, Kansas rolled past number 23 Oklahoma State 78-66. The number 2 Baylor men's basketball team has postponed three more games because of COVID-19 issues and won't play again until at least February 20th. Postponed are next Saturday's home game against number 7 Texas Tech, then two games next week at number 14 West Virginia. The Atlantic Coast Conference postponed Miami's men's basketball game Monday at night against North Carolina. The postponement follows a meeting of officials from both schools who concluded the game could not be played. The Daily Tar Heel student newspaper reported Monday that video had surfaced on social media of UNC players Armando Bacchet and Deron Sharp mingling with multiple other people celebrating Saturday's win against rival Duke with no one wearing a mask. The Big Ten Conference announced adjustments to its men's basketball schedule for tomorrow. The Rutgers at Iowa contest will move from a 6 p.m. tip-off back a half an hour to 6:30 p.m. That's to accommodate a rescheduled game added to the Wednesday slate. Indiana will play at Northwestern in a 4:30 contest, and Rutgers and Iowa will play at 6:30, followed by Wisconsin and at Nebraska at 8:30. All those games will be on the Big Ten Network. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm hopes improved play in the last week leads to a first Big 12 win. The Cyclones get their next chance tonight at TCU. ISU is 0-8 in the league race after dropping a pair of close games to nationally ranked foes West Virginia and Oklahoma.
You know, I think the last two games, if you've watched us play and watched us play close, I think our shot selection's been so much better. I think our ball movement's been terrific. I mean, you saw big threes in the second half where the ball went side to side. And now we're slowly starting to creep to being a high assist team. And that's the way we play. That's the way you got to play to be efficient on the offensive end.
Of course, Coach Steve Prohm there. Despite the struggles in the Big 12, junior guard Rasir Bolton says there's no quit in the Cyclones.
You know, it's not just one person. It's accountability from everybody as a team. You know, that's what a team is. We're brothers. We want to fight. We want to win. You know, we're in a tough patch, tough spot right now. So, we just got to stick together. You know, everybody holds each other accountable and we stay together as a team. That's how we got to keep it rolling.
TCU is 3-5 in Big 12 play coming into that contest. University of Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark was named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Freshman of the Week. Clark has tallied 14 Big Ten weekly honors so far this year, including 9 freshman honors, 3 Big Ten Player of the Week honors, and 2 Player of the Week honor roll nods. Clark recorded consecutive 30-point games against Ohio State and Indiana last week. In the Hawkeye matchup against the Buckeyes, Clark was one assist shy of a double-double. She averaged 5 assists and 4 rebounds in those 2 games. The West Des Moines native now is tied with former Hawkeye Megan Scooby on Iowa's all-time freshman scoring list with 414 points on the season and sits in 4th in the Iowa all-time freshman assist list with 103. Clark and the Hawkeyes head to Lincoln this week to take on the Cornhuskers, and that day and time yet to be determined. Iowa State women are on the road tonight to visit Oklahoma. The Cyclones are 8-4 in the Big 12, while the Sooners are at 3-7. Here's ISU coach Bill Fenley.
They're playing really well. I think that they always guard us really well. They're a hard team to guard because they play small. They shoot the three a lot. They've been playing at a high level. You know, it's just another, you know, go on the road. It's our last game of this stretch. Great opportunity, but we understand how hard this is going to be. That's the nature of this league.
The Cyclones won the first meeting in Ames last month and sit 4th in the Big 12 coming into that contest. The top 25 teams in the Women's Associated Press College Basketball poll this week are led by South Carolina. They're in at number 1. UConn, Louisville, North Carolina State, and Stanford are the top 5. Also, Baylor is 7, Maryland 9, Michigan 12, Ohio State is at 12 as well. They're tied with Michigan. Indiana 15th, West Virginia 19, Northwestern 21, South Dakota State is at number 23. Iowa State's 3-time Big 12 Coach of the Year, Matt Campbell, has agreed to a new 8-year contract, extending his current deal by 3 years. That new pact runs through December 31st of 2028. Campbell led the Cyclones to the most successful season in school history while navigating a worldwide pandemic last season as they advanced to and won their first New Year's Six bowl game with a 34-17 win over Oregon in the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. The Iowa State Athletics Department also agreed to provide Campbell a total of $3 million for staff salary enhancements over the next 3 years. The department will soon open its $90 million Sports Performance Center, which will house the Cyclone football team and all of the program's support services. That building opens its doors in just a few weeks. Terms of Campbell's new contract will be announced later. Fresh off their Super Bowl win, the Buccaneers are already looking at next season. Tom Brady's coming back, so is Bruce Arians, but the challenge of attempting a repeat begins with trying to keep some key components together for next season. Brady threw 3 touchdown passes on the way to claiming a record 7th NFL title with a 31-9 rout of the Kansas City Chiefs, 2 to Rob Gronkowski and 1 to Antonio Brown. Both played on 1-year contracts after being lured to Tampa Bay by Brady. Leonard Fournette ran for the team's other TD. He also joined the Bucs on just a 1-year deal. And a baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals are bringing back catcher Yadier Molina for an 18th season, agreeing to a $9 million one-year deal with the nine-time Gold Glove winner. The team announced the move in a statement saying it would provide more details on the deal today. The 38-year-old Molina hit .262 with four homers in 42 games during a pandemic-shortened 2020 season. That was his last under a $60 million three-year deal. And seven-inning doubleheaders and runners on second base to start extra innings will return as experiments for a second straight season under an agreement for 2021 health protocols reached Monday night by Major League Baseball and the Players Association. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.